Welcome to another episode of At the Table with Patrick Lencioni, where everything we talk about is related to changing the world of work so that more organizations can be more effective and less dysfunctional, and employees can be more fulfilled and less miserable. I'm Pat Lencioni, your host, joined with the regular crew, my co-host, Cody Thompson. How are you doing, Cody?
Doing great. Love
doing
it.
Great. Doing great. Maybe I should just stop asking.
You know.
You'll let me know if things suck.
Every time you end, you do the intro, I'm like, maybe he won't ask me this time. Maybe he'll just say, joined by Cody, and then we can move on, but it's fine.
There you go. And we're also joined by our adult supervision, Tracy Noble. How you doing, Tracy?
Hello. I'm awesome today.
Great. And Matt is our engineer, and he's making sure this records and goes well. All right. Today's topic is what, Cody?
Better than a gift.
Yeah, so this is our Christmas episode, right? This is going to come out like the day before, maybe Christmas Eve or the day before that. And we're recording it just a day before that. So we're in the Christmas mindset right now. And we were just talking about, we don't want to do a throwaway episode where we'd say something like, oh, everybody be happy. You know, we hate those kind of things. We want it to be real. And authenticity is a big part of this. And when we talk about better than a gift, the best gift we can give someone is an authentic demonstration of appreciation for what they do. So we want to talk about gratitude and finding that person or that group of people that you know and taking the opportunity to really tell them what it is you appreciate about them. Because as much as we love to get cake and wine and other goodies from our friends and neighbors for Christmas, and I want to thank Vern for sending me a coconut cake that I ate the entirety of.
So, that was delicious.
It wasn't that fantastic?
Yes.
And we do appreciate all those things. The best things we can do is to tell someone what it is that they do for us that we appreciate. And again, if we do this with everybody, it's going to seem insincere. And it needs to be, we're going to challenge our listeners right now to go out and find three people in your life, maybe it's kind of in the periphery of your life. Not somebody you work with every day. Hopefully you're already doing that. Not your wife or your kids. Hopefully you're already doing that. But somebody who probably doesn't know just how much you appreciate them, and take the time to write them a note or give them a call and say, you make a huge difference to me. And I'm taking stock of my life right now, and you are at the top of the list, and I wanted to share that. That is a huge gift. It's free and it lasts for a long time. So rather than just say that, we're going to go ahead and do that right now just to kind of give you a sense of who that would be in our lives. And so Tracy, you're going to go first. So as you take stock at the end of this year, who are the people that you would like to say, yeah, they're the ones I want to express my gratitude to?
Gosh, I love this question. So I think for me, this past year, we launched a certification program and we partnered with two individuals, Jonathan Bissell and Holly Allen. And they, let me tell you, they were incredible partners. They helped us through such a stressful time. Holly just had so much enthusiasm and patience through the entire project. And Jonathan, his wisdom and humility through the entire project was incredible. So I did not tell them enough how much I appreciate and love them. So I just wanted to give them a shout out.
And you won't limit it at this. But because, you know, not everybody has a podcast to do that on, but just sure. To sit down and tell them or to write them that note. Of course, it'll be kind of cool that they'll be on a podcast as well.
So that's great. And they both listen to the podcast. So Jonathan and Holly.
Oh.
Yeah. You guys rock. You made our lives so much easier this past year and an incredible product came out of it. So thank you.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Thank you guys. That's great.
You know, before we move on to the next one, we were talking beforehand. Why don't we do this? What prevents us from doing these things?
Well, one of the observations I had, because I was driving and you guys were kind of telling me what the podcast was about, and Tracy said, hey, I want you to, on your drive, I want you to think about who you appreciate. And so it was sort of interesting to observe that part of the reason we don't do this is because we don't take the time to stop and take stock of like, oh, who would I appreciate? It actually wasn't an immediately easy question to answer. It was like I kind of had to think about it, and obviously probably what happens is what you described, Pat, is I tell my wife that a lot and I tell my family members that and my coworkers, and then by that time you think like, oh well, that I'm good, you know, you sort of like you've done a little bit of that. But it's really challenging to say, hey, you can't tell your wife, you can't, like my initial thing was going to be like, oh, I'm just going to talk about Lindsay on here and that'll be great. But when you challenge yourself to say, oh no, someone more on the periphery that you really appreciate that you otherwise wouldn't think to tell, I think that was the interesting challenge.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. to stop and be intentional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's why this time of year, it's a great time to take stock of what we're grateful for, our blessings. You know, one of the people we're going to reach out to, and this was from Matt, our engineer, and that's Dan Thabit. Dan edits these podcasts. And for people that don't know, that means we send them to him. He takes out the ums and ahs, not all of them, but if like, or when Cody goes off on a obscenity-laced tirade, you know, he cuts that out. Never happens.
He makes it sound smarter, in other words.
Yes. Yeah. But Dan's great. We've never met him in person. He lives in Vermont, but he turns these things around for us. He makes Matt's life better. He makes our life better. And he listens to all these. And we really appreciate him. We really do. He's done things in a way that really helps us. But we just don't get a chance to say, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. Dan, you make a difference in our lives. So, mm-hmm. so we're doing that here. And Dan, if you edit this part out of the podcast, you're fired because we don't want you to take this out. You probably will. But we don't want you to. So we just want to take the opportunity to say that. Cody, how about you?
Yeah, before I tell mine, there's one other observation I'm making as we're doing this live is sort of like, you have to observe of like, you have to like look outwards and go, oh, I observe that this person did this, Jonathan and Holly, this is what they, the contribution they made. And even as you like think about, you appreciate it. So there's like this internal motion where you appreciate what you observe someone, what they did for you or how you mm-hmm. appreciate them. And then there's this external, it seems like the gratitude part is external where you actually have to go and provoke yourself to tell someone else. And so mm-hmm. I think maybe we get the observation and the appreciation part and then almost forget the last outgoing part, which is let's say something to them. So anyway, that was just a thought I was having as we were doing this. But the person, this might be recency bias, but I literally just came from a lunch with a guy who listens to this podcast, who's this guy named Bryson, and he's a leader of a company. And I, like when Tracy texted me and said, who do you appreciate? I appreciate Bryson for who he is. He is an amazing, I had just had a wonderful lunch with him, but it was his humility as a leader. That was the thing mm-hmm. that I was appreciating the most. Like he just oozed this. He wanted to do the right thing by his people. He wanted to do the right thing by their company. And he was completely open-handed to what that was and knew that he needed some help to do that. It was really amazing. And just the way that he processed through, hey, here's what I'm not good at, and here's what I really am good at, and I need help in this area. And I think every time we sit down with a leader like Bryson, who's humble, and it was funny, he was like, I had all, you know, Pat wrote the motive, and I didn't do any of the things in the motive. And I said, no, Bryson, you have the exact right motive, which is that you do this for the right reasons, and you just need help with those things that are in the motive. And so just more leaders that care about other people and that want to serve the people that they lead. That's who I'm appreciative of.
And Cody, I'll just say, because you told us the story. And again, we don't want this to be a throwaway, like, oh yeah, I appreciate you. No, no. These are things that really make a difference. You told us a story of Bryson and it was overwhelming. So here's a guy, and I will brag on Bryson because of his humility, who doesn't read very well. He has a learning that he really doesn't read well.
Yeah.
So he listens to the podcast, he said, 5 times. Mm-hmm. He listened to the audiobook of The Advantage 20 times. And he is finding a way to build a really successful business in ways that I'm amazed at. And he overcomes all that and he just gets it done.
Yeah.
And that he took the time to come up and express his gratitude to you is
It was amazing. It was amazing. Such a fun lunch. It was great. And he just... Yeah, he's great. I know his team listens to this too, so I won't do too much bragging, but there should be more leaders in the world that are as humble as Bryson is. So I'm glad that he's in a position to affect people's lives. It's great.
Right. That's great. That's great. So mine is a priest named Father Brandon Macadeg. Now, Macadeg is a Filipino name. It's a great name. Father Brandon Macadeg. So I appreciate him because in like 3 different areas of my life, he has made a difference to me. So one, he grew up in the parish I go to, and he was in the seminary when he was a kid, or when I was very young. And now he's like a priest at the cathedral here, and he is a wonderful priest. The other night, we didn't get to go to Mass on what's called the Holy Day of Obligation, and he came and said Mass in our office for 7 of us. What a great guy. He's also like involved in this program I do called The Amazing Parish. He's one of the country's top pastors, and he encourages other pastors. I love that. He also loves organizational health and really implements it in his church and teaches other people about it. And I don't think he realizes how important he is to me. You know, I'm pretty sure that Father Brandon doesn't realize how much encouragement he gives me and support. And so I'm gonna call him and talk to him about that and really help him understand what a difference he's made in my life in this past year, especially. Yep. And you know, when it comes to why we don't do this, sometimes we're a little bit embarrassed to say these things. You know, Karen in our office said her gardener is the guy she's going to tell. She goes, because he does a great job for her and she gives him a Christmas bonus and it's nice to him, but he does all these specific things for her and she just doesn't ever get a chance to say, I love that you do this and that you do this and you do this and I really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And Karen said, one of the reasons we often don't do this is because we haven't done it in the past and we feel like it's going to come out of nowhere. And so we feel like kind of embarrassed, like, why haven't I done this before? And all of us have to get over that. And even to say to people like, you know, I should have said this to you long ago, Jonathan, Holly, Father Brandon, Bryson, whoever else. But I really appreciate that. Nobody in the world will say, yeah, you shouldn't have done that. Karen also said her gardener is going to be embarrassed a little bit, you know, but not embarrassed like, I wish you hadn't told me. But he doesn't get a lot of people doing this. In fact, Karen said most of the people that he helps, there's a lot of them that don't really acknowledge him. So she's going to go spend some time talking to him again and really explain the specific things that he does for her. And I do not have his name here. That's why we're not mentioning it. So I do not have his name here, but she's going to do that. And so what we want to do right now is say, at this time of year at Christmas, when we're stressed about giving gifts and are people going to get the right present, this is a present that always fits, that lasts far longer than a t-shirt or a pair of shoes when they wear out. It's priceless because nobody else can appreciate somebody the way you do because it's unique to you. So we want to encourage everybody, why don't you write down, right after you get off this podcast, right after you stop listening, the names of three people that you can go out and express genuine appreciation. If it's not genuine, it's a throwaway gift, but genuine appreciation. And I think you're going to feel really good because it's better to give than to receive. And I think that you're going to be really glad you did that. So that's all we want to say today. We know you're running around out there either before or right after Christmas, or you might be listening to this a year from now or 6 months from now. But giving the gift of appreciation is a powerful thing. And we want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. We so appreciate you listening to our podcast. Definitely. We really do mean that. When we get feedback from you or hear stories, it's just a gift to us that you trust us. And so we're followers of Jesus here. So we want to remind everybody, if you can remember the reason for the season, that's great. And we appreciate you all. So God bless and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.